This is Word of Mouth from NHPR. I'm Virginia Prescott. You may have heard news this week that the U.S. is relinquishing control, quote unquote, over the internet. More specifically, that the Obama administration has decided not to renew its contract overseeing the Internet Corporation for Assigned Names and Numbers, or ICANN. The decision has sparked a vocal backlash from some conservatives. Former Speaker of the House Newt Gingrich tweeted, "Every American should worry about Obama giving up control of the internet to an undefined group. This is very, very dangerous." But let's face it, most of us have no idea what ICANN does or is and how this decision will or will not change the way the internet functions. Joining us to unpack it is Rob Fleischman, Chief Technology Officer at Zerocall and our chief explainer of all things Wired. Rob, great to have you back.
Great to be here, Virginia.
Well, so first of all, what does ICANN actually do?
Well, ICANN, as you said, is the Internet Corporation for Assigned Names and Numbers, and it oversees names, IP addresses, and protocols on the internet. So in our world, perhaps the most important part are really the names, things like www.nhpr.org. And what ICANN does is they watch over the root and top-level domains. So what that means is the org portion and what is above it, or the root of the DNS tree. DNS is the domain name system where all these names live. So for a long time, that organization has reported into an organization called the NTIA, or the National Telecommunications and Information Administration.
So federal organization.
That's right. It's part of the U.S. Department of Commerce. So these folks are the folks who review the rules. So there's a lot of hyperbole here about giving over control of the internet. What we're really talking about here is a bureaucratic, administration, procedural type change. So ICANN has been administering this area for a long time.
Why? Why has the U.S. been the administrator of internet domain names and numbers?
Well, the internet originated here. Our government was influential in the start of the internet. People like John Postel and Vint Cerf have been involved in this stuff for a long time.
And Al Gore.
Al Gore, right. So, you know, for a long time, it's been under the Department of Commerce. Now, to the U.S.'s credit, ICANN's been around and it has a lot of representatives there that are outside the U.S. So we've really been the sponsor, the person who delegated the authority to ICANN in the first place. So I wouldn't say the U.S. has been very active in sticking its nose in this area anyway.
Has it ever had to intervene for any reason?
In the early days, setting up a lot of the rules about how the DNS system works and who's allowed to run these root servers and the top-level domain servers, sure. But those rules have been around for a long time. So really what's happening is the U.S. Department of Commerce is saying, look, ICANN, you've been running this for a long time. We've been delegating to you for a long time. Guess what? You're the authority now. You no longer work for us. Run it yourself. So I think what ICANN's going to do is they're going to bring in a number of people, as they always have, to help review these rules. But we have to remember, these are really – this organization is an organization that decides what the rules are. They generally delegate the physical running of the servers and what's in the domains to other companies and countries, et cetera. So, you know, if you run Brazil – Brazil is responsible for what's inside its domain, not the U.S.
So they cannot shut off the internet, so to speak. I cannot. ICANN doesn't have that kind of power.
ICANN doesn't run those servers. They delegate those servers to lots of companies. For example, the root servers on the internet are run by places like the ISC, which is a nonprofit. The University of Maryland runs one of them. There are root servers in all kinds of countries all over the place. It's distributed. There are hundreds and hundreds of these machines run by dozens of different organizations. So yes, the contents of what goes into those root servers and the requirements of who's allowed to run those, yes, ICANN says who those people can be and how they can run those servers.
Well, all right. The Obama administration's decision to give up control of the authority for domain names.
Yes.
It's been kind of red meat for a lot of conservatives. I've read a lot of heated language from online trolls about the decision. Now, what's the big concern exactly, and is there any real reason to be worried?
I think this is really minor. I think ICANN has been a multi-stakeholder organization that's been reporting into the Department of Commerce for many years. I think its need to do that going forward is minimal to none. So I think that the panic here is really over a simple bureaucratic administrative change. I think if folks want to worry about their day-to-day use of the internet, there are plenty of other issues in the media for you to concentrate on besides a simple administrative change here.
But this is also coming right around the time that there's a lot of geopolitical maneuvering going on in the larger sphere. You know, we're talking about what's going on in Russia and Crimea and the Ukraine, for example. There have been a lot of statements about giving up control of ICANN, posing a threat to national security. So what's the argument there? I guess you're not taking that one very
seriously. That's a
tough
argument. I mean, if you want to be worried about things like, well, should the .photos domain be allowed, or the .clothing domain, or the .guru domain, or .some other domain being allowed to be on the internet or not, and you think that's a matter of national security? Okay. I don't really think so. So I think there's a lot of fluff here. There's a lot of meat there. When you spin this into giving up control of the internet to who knows who, that definitely strikes a lot of fear. But the reality is the internet's been distributed since day one. You know, we talked on this show about when Syria shut down their portion of the internet. We've talked about the great firewall over in China. We've talked about all kinds of areas that show absolute facts that areas of the internet are under control of other people besides the U.S.
Realistically, can everyday internet users expect their online experience to change in the short term or the long term when this ICANN transition is made?
I think you should expect your online internet to change constantly, as it always has. But I don't think it has anything to do with who's running ICANN. I think ICANN will continue to operate as it always has for the last decade or two. But things like mergers of large ISPs, you know, there's a big merger proposed between Time Warner Cable and Comcast. There's been a lot of discussion of the T-Mobile Sprint merger. I mean, although those are wireless people, they're actually internet providers now, right? I mean, all of our smartphones are internet devices. Those types of mergers and acquisitions and ownership by foreign companies, if you want to put your tinfoil hat on and worry about things, those are great topics to worry about because those are real. Those are real things that are being proposed and considered.
I think this ICANN decision sometimes gets conflated with net neutrality, you know, like who controls the internet? Who controls what people can see on the internet? So my question to you, what is more concerning, the ICANN decision, the Comcast Time Warner Cable merger, or threats to net neutrality?
I think the ICANN issue is probably the least concerning. There was something recently that kind of went by a lot of people's eyes, and that was Netflix recently paid Comcast for preferred or high-quality access to Comcast customers. So that was a really interesting situation. Here you have a private company that provides movies paying one internet provider for access. So just think about that. What does that mean to Virginia Prescott and her website? Should she have to pay internet providers so people can access her website? It's a very interesting debate there about net neutrality. Should that payment have been allowed? What is Netflix getting for that money? And what does that mean to other companies? So I think that the debate about net neutrality will continue. I think it's a great debate. I think it's more concerning when you start talking about mergers of larger and larger companies. I hearken back to the days I hate to date myself, but when we all had landline wired phones and AT&T was the monopoly. And that broke up. But that monopoly had a lot of restrictions on it. For example, AT&T, because of their monopoly, was forced by the government to wire up very remote areas of our country that clearly weren't profitable. I mean, they said to AT&T, hey, up here in New England, you got to run your telephone lines up into very northern Maine and, you know, hook up the 10, 20, 30, 100 people up in northern Maine over these mountains. And of course, that was a very unprofitable thing for AT&T to do. They're never going to make that money back deploying that infrastructure. But they did it because they were a monopoly. So now we're getting into the situation where you have private companies that aren't under the control of the U.S., that don't have any of these regulations telling them where and who they have to connect, are becoming so large and so powerful, they're approaching monopolies. So that's a bit concerning to me when you allow a very small set of companies to have basically monopolistic access to all of us and yet little to no oversight by the government.
Well, Rob Fleischman, thank you for setting us at ease. Glad we'll be seeing you again because the internet won't be breaking anytime soon.
Wonderful being here, Virginia.
Rob Fleischman, Chief Technology Officer at ZeroCol. He's also our explainer here at Word of Mouth of all things Wired. You can take a look at an ICANN explainer and view some of the concerns of those opposing the U.S. government ceding control of ICANN. Links are at wordofmouthradio.org.